With Theater Talk and WBFO, I'm Eileen Buckley.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, it's nice to fill in and sit across from you today. And I know we've got a whole lot of things to talk about, so we'll get started right away. The first one involves cars.
Car Plays 2013. The Infringement Festival, you're aware of that, I'm sure you are.
Yes.
That every summer, all kinds of alternative arts events and always some theater events. This is a group of short plays by local playwrights, and they're performed in cars. And as you see,
Real vehicles.
And as you see the next one, you go to the next car. So you've got to reserve. I know that when I see it, I'll be starting in car three. I think I'm seeing Donahoke's play, or Donahoke, John Elston, Steve Roylance, and Daryl Schneider, and a bunch of local actors. But that's kind of fun and very, very infringement festally. So you can make your reservation and go sit in the car and pop from car to car.
Any idea the theme is the cars? Are they stories about cars?
I think that they're stories that unfold in cars. If you think about it, you know, what are good settings in which to force drama. We've all had the experience of, you know, that long car ride with the family where you can't escape. You're just like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Get out in the middle of the New York State Thruway? Oh, no, no. No, issues will be forced when you are stuck in a car, and that's what I'm expecting is going to happen in these.
Well, that should be interesting. You'll have to come back and tell us your experience.
I will do.
Another car story.
I will do.
Well, it looks like another great Shakespeare in Delaware Park is about to open up. It is not as well known as the other classics.
Well, not as well known as Hamlet, which they just did right.
Right.
It's Measure for Measure. And this is always a rite of passage each summer for me. You know, the summer, we've reached that halfway mark when Shakespeare is opening their second production. And they always do one in a very traditional way. That was Hamlet. And so this one will be done with a concept. And they're doing Measure for Measure, set in the Wild West, directed by Brian Cavanaugh. This is the one where the lead character, the woman, is a nun. She's a Catholic nun, and she goes to save the life of her brother, and the official says, well, sure, I'll spare his life. He's been sentenced to death on a trumped-up charge. Sleep with me. And, of course, they do the substitution of another woman and so forth. But it's not really quite a comedy, though it ends with marriages, none is satisfactory, and Shakespeare's interesting subversion of the comedy genre.
So it's not the tragedy, it turns comedy.
It turns comical in a way, and is classified as a comedy or problem play.
Is that why it's not as well known as some of the other?
Increasingly popular, however, because I think that the plays that were known as problem plays are more intriguing to a modern sensibility and sort of reveal the genius of Shakespeare in understanding the subtleties and complexities of human motivation. This is a wonderful play for that purpose. But yes, I mean, again, the answer to your question is yes. I think that that is why.
And that opens tonight, and it will run through August 18th. What else do we have coming up? We've got a great show at Torrin Space Theater.
Uncle Vanya.
What is that about?
Uncle Vanya, that's one of the great Anton Chekhov plays. Uncle Vanya and his niece live in the house of a professor relative and run the home and think their future is mapped out for them until the man comes home with a young wife. Promises that have been made are conveniently forgotten, and Uncle Vanya goes into a panic for his future. And this is the one that has the famous scene of Uncle Vanya running through the house with a gun, entirely upset, but the audience is laughing. That combination of serious drama and comedy that Chekhov pioneered. Now, don't expect at Torrin Space a traditional production of Uncle Vanya. This is an avant-garde theater company, and I would expect a deconstruction of Uncle Vanya. And it bears mention that Torrin Space is not performing in their home space. They're performing in the Ukrainian Center in Genesee. That's one of those amazing Buffalo places that you go in there and you say, why don't I know this building? It is an astonishing place. And if you did not already have a low opinion of Stalin before you went in, you will when you walk out. So,
wow, sounds interesting.
Yes.
A Man's Man, that's coming up as well.
It's subversive, yes. A Man's
okay.
A Man. This is a very early Brecht play about how a civilian is converted into a soldier's perspective on what is personality and what makes a man a man at the Subversive Theater Collective.
The theme here today is a lot of heavy stuff.
Yeah, it is. I think so. Just summertime, living easy and all that.
Yeah, is that it?
Yeah.
Well, with Theater Talk and WBFO, I'm Eileen Buckley.
And I'm Anthony Chase.